What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire with her unique perspective on the world. But before we start with Claire's talking points, let's take a phone call from Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I Googled wrecked hard drives, Debbie Wasserman. I was trying to find out about these hard drives, and instead what came up was she is an absolute wreck. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is an absolute wreck, barely able to function. So it looks like she's not really taking it in stride, and she's
I hope this isn't the run-up propaganda to, oh, she got depressed and stabbed herself in the back 18 times.
I don't know, but another thing about this, they found these hard drives. What I read in one of these deals was there was a Marine living there at the
yes.
new house. What I'm thinking is that might not actually be. He might have been there on a mission. He might have. When it all comes out in the wash, it might turn out that this guy was there looking for that stuff.
Well, the story that I heard was that he just spotted it in the trash, and apparently the latest development is that Debbie Wasserman Schultz had given these hard drives to the Iwan brothers to dispose of. And so they basically took him to this one property that Iwan owned. Apparently, he owned two residences. He was just whacking them with a hammer and throwing them in the trash. And the Marine was walking by and spotted the stickers on them, which identified them as U.S. government property. So he basically said, okay, we got to get these back to where they're supposed to be. And Iwan threatened him to get them back from the Marine. And at that point, that's when it escalated and the FBI came on over.
Right.
And took possession. So Iwan apparently decided he was going to get the heck out of Dodge, was arrested at the airport, and I'm sure that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is understanding that right now she is a serious liability to the Clintons, and the Clintons don't allow their liabilities to live for very long.
He's an absolute wreck, barely able to function, is what it says here.
But,
I hope that, did you hear that Priebus resigned already?
Yeah, well, he was allowed to resign. I mean, the reality is he was fired Geraldo Rivera and one of the other Fox News reporters confirmed. He's been the main leak to the anti-Trump media all this time. This is a White House chief of staff openly trying to sabotage his
everybody
boss,
knew
the president.
It from day one, I think everybody kind of pretty much knew it. But anyway,
well,
He had to give that guy a job. He was trying to make friendships with the whole Republican establishment, but it didn't do any good anyway. They're still not his friend. They're still trying to screw him over every time they get a chance.
Oh, absolutely no
yes.
question about that.
He was trying to do that. That's why he took Priebus. He was trying to say, okay, we'll take one of your guys and this and that, but that didn't work. He should have learned from the get go. He should have just stuck to his guns and got the good guys. Okay, well, I'll let you go and let Lady Claire start her stuff over there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I think Trump brought Priebus in as chief of staff as a way of mending bridges with the GOP ahead of the 2020 election. But again, Trump is still very naive about how Washington politics works. And I think the part he's missing, he's probably scratching his head and saying, I don't understand why there is all this effort and energy, why they're all so united against me. I don't think he understands the history of the Bushes and the Clintons as they tie into the CIA and all of this gun and drug running that's been going on. And when he finally finds out, I think it's going to hit him as a surprise. So, Lady Claire, what is your first story?
Well, the first story is that a judge, thankfully, has slammed incompetent cops after SWAT raids innocent family for growing tomato plants. You know, this comes from the Department of You Can't Make This Stuff Up. In a huge and significant victory for the Fourth Amendment, the federal 10th Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated a lawsuit brought by a Kansas City couple who endured a SWAT raid over their tomato plants. Robert and Adlin Hart and their two young kids were caught up in a countywide sweep of suspected cannabis growers in a prohibitionist state which still has not even legalized any form of medical cannabis. The judge not only reinstated the Harts' lawsuit, which was dismissed by a federal judge in 2015, but went on to castigate the law enforcement agencies involved. They described the 2012 raid as, and I'm quoting, an unjustified government intrusion based on nothing more than junk science, an incompetent investigation, and a publicity stunt.
I mean, come on.
Hello.
Marijuana leaves look nothing at all like the leaves on a tomato plant. And like so many other people, we're starting to grow vegetables here. And this article, all of a sudden, I'm very, very nervous that we're going to have the cops show up here. And have us, you know, it's green and leafy. It must be marijuana. And they're going to kick down the door over here. And I think we need to maybe look at the fact that the decline in American education in general is having a negative effect because your rank and file police officers are just so dumb to know what they're looking at.
Yeah.
And they're just trained to assume everything they're looking at is either an illegal drug or an illegal weapon and to respond accordingly.
Oh, and do we have a shout-out, dear?
Yeah, well, we need to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. And, of course, the lovely Lady Claire is with us.
And apparently, in the realm of unlawful police raids, this one may take the cake. What happened was there was a Missouri State Highway Patrolman staking out a garden store every day in Kansas City, hopefully to catch some pot growers. And Robert Hart, the gentleman of this family, visited the store with his kids to buy supplies for an educational vegetable garden project in his basement. The sergeant then shared Hart's information with the counterpart in the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, which was planning to raid several suspected cannabis growers on 420. JSCO went through the Hart's trash on three occasions, eventually finding what officers believed were cannabis clippings soaked in THC extract. But the marijuana was actually discarded tea leaves. Oh, my gosh. You know, and despite a lab technician saying the tea leaves look nothing like cannabis leaves or stems, deputies Blake and Burns used notoriously faulty field drug test kits, which showed the presence of THC, which didn't exist. These supposed field drug tests were the basis for planning the raid, but the deputies never photographed or documented the tests, leaving Judge Carlos Lucero to note that these circumstances gave the deputies the motive to lie.
Well,
what a nightmare.
There is a known issue with a lot of these field test kits for drugs in terms of they're very simple chemical tests, and that means there can be false positive for things like certain food vegetables will give a false reading for heroin as one example.
Yeah,
they're not tests that exclude other possibilities. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be an initial test that says it might be here, but those field tests are not set up to be definitive and say this is what we're actually finding. And they're supposed to be backed up by the lab technician. In this case, they didn't listen to the lab technician. But again, it comes on down to the fact that the police don't know what they're looking at.
Yep. Yeah. Did you cover this next article?
I mentioned it only briefly. You can go into it in detail.
I would like to because it's when technology gets creepy that it just doesn't have a great feeling. And the title of this article from Blacklisted News: Amazon drones to scan your house while they're delivering. And apparently preparing for the future means preparing every part of your life to be exposed to the world. But how far is this going to go? The Amazon patent filing that was granted on Tuesday offers a small intrusive clue. This filing covers data collected as Amazon's drones fly overhead and speedily bring you the purple Lacoste shirt you need to look fetching on a date. But the drones won't be just innocently servicing your needs. This filing says that it will be obtaining data. Now, it didn't really characterize what kind of data it would be looking for, but the implication is that when the drone delivers the product, it's going to be scanning your home. The filing says current data may be received by a computer system and properties about a destination for the delivery may be identified by analyzing the data. A recommendation may be generated based on at least, in part, on the identified properties.
Okay, what it sounds like to me is basically they're going to be scanning for things like you've got a pool in your backyard, maybe there's a boat or jet skis or other identifiable sporting equipment that will be added to your consumer profile. But it's still very creepy, and I'm definitely not comfortable with that. We're going to take another quick phone call here. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. Talking about what's going on with the news right now, the breaking news with Priebus, this Lawrence Priebus, I think he's one of the leakers. He's a Bush boy, and I think that Jeb Bush is probably, and the Bush family's probably behind some of these leaks. Wouldn't surprise me that comes out in the news one day. The Bushes, wouldn't trust them as far as they could throw them. That Jeb Bush is a total idiot. The guy is a new world globalist, wants to flood this country like Merkel wants to do to Germany and Europe. This with Bush, Jeb Bush, he very speaks Spanish and English in his household. But I want to talk about that, and that's another thing, Michael. What is it? It's unbelievable what's going on with this immigration situation. Is it Mexifornia, or is it Cal Mexico, or is it what's the name there? Cal Mexico, or is it Mexifornia, or is it Texico, or Mexicus?
Believe it or not, on the border between California and Mexico, there actually is a town named Calexico.
Yeah, that's why I think they want to name the whole state. Tell you the truth, but I think Kelly's a great move for Trump. I think Trump is trying to drain that filthy swamp, that democratic swamp that's up there in Washington, which is a shame what's going on. But I think Trump's doing a great job as far as that goes, and I think that was a great move by putting Kelly in there, and maybe put somebody really strict on the a DHS department. See who he picks. That's gonna be interesting, but. I firmly believe this conspiracy that's going on in Washington, Michael, with the leakers. I think that's treasonous. And they never talk about the girl they caught in Atlanta. I don't know if you remember that. Remember the girl they caught was a leaker? And I guess they don't ever put her in the news anymore. There's a girl who was leaking, and they caught her. And I forgot her name because you don't hear about it no more. But they were going to give her 10 years for doing mass leaks. You remember that about 2-3 months ago?
Yeah, vaguely, but I don't remember her name either.
I know, but that should have been in the news. If that was the opposite, Michael, was the Democrats in control like Hillary and it was a Republican did that, that would be in the news 24/7. I mean, you would not stop hearing about this for 2 years until the 2018 election. This is nothing but a conspiracy of unbelievable proportion against Trump. It's disgraceful. You got. Let's look what's going on in Venezuela, Michael. You got a Bernie Sanders type guy would have turned the country just like this country to turn into Venezuela if he got elected. I mean, this is unbelievable. And then you got that lame brain, insane McCain, that moron with the brain tumor or whatever. He promised all this about 7 years. He's talking about health care, and all of a sudden he has the chance to do something. And the last minute, he's the vote that kills it. This is unbelievable.
Yes. It is.
It's unbelievable what's happening with these Republican rhino rats they have in there. They're not. That's what they should be called, the rhino rats, with the Demo rats. I mean, it's unbelievable. You got a guy like Trump who wants to build the wall, save our country from annihilation for guys like George Soros and all these globalist Schweinharts, like the communist Berserkel who's born in East Germany. I mean, this is not even being put in the media where Merkel's from. She's a total nutcase. Flooding Europe with all these Muslims. It's unbelievable. And, Michael, the biggest thing, and I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. The main thing I want you to talk about maybe when you have time on your show, I was watching the news for 3 days in a row, and they kept talking about how the Western man's sperm cell is gone. In other words, there's going to be no breeding of the white race. And that's what they're basically saying. For the next 50 years, there'll be no white babies being born because of the white sperm count. Have you been hearing about that?
I've been hearing about that, and, there was another article that came out today where, Muslim men are going around saying that white girls need us to fertilize them because, the white males will be gone here. The only way that might actually be coming about, we've talked about the epicyte gene before, which is this GMO corn that if you eat it, it sterilizes you. That were made selective to some kind of a gene that's ethnically sensitive, and Israel's been working on ethnically sensitive bioweapons for decades now. where it only does
what it does. Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up, Michael. It's funny you bring that up. In Israel, I saw a thing on in Israel, they have these settlers, these men settlers. They're going out and having 7-8 kids like the Mormons did back in 1800s, and they're telling all these Jewish men to take their women and impregnate, get them pregnant, 7, 8, 10 babies. But they're in the Western man, the European males in this country and in Europe, they're being sterilized. This is unbelievable. If that, this ain't a conspiracy of biblical proportion, I don't know what is.
All right. Well, listen, we're gonna let you go here because we need to get back to Claire's talking points here. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're gonna let you go. Thank you for the phone call. It does feel like we're just edging toward a world at war. I mean, Israel seems to be trying to kick up a religious war in the Middle East.
Yeah.
The U.S. is clearly provoking Russia. And speaking of John McCain. John McCain has actually responded to the threat of counter-sanctions by the EU against us for the new Russian sanctions. And McCain is out there saying, we didn't do anything wrong. You know, it's amazing. Anyway, your next story.
Well, it's interesting you should be talking about Russia and the sanctions against it, because apparently PBS has joined the anti-Russia propaganda stampede with a 5-part documentary series that recycles the false and deceptive claims that have become official Washington's dangerous new groupthink. Now, this comes.
By the way, we found out Russia drowned your Android phone.
Oh, no.
So it was Russia's fault.
This comes to us from Rick Sterling out of Blacklisted News. And the U.S. government supported public broadcasting system ran a 5-part series dubbed Inside Putin's Russia. With a different theme each night, it suggests that it's giving a realistic look at Russia today. But the image that is conveyed is of a Russia that is undemocratic, with widespread state repression, violence, and propaganda. Gosh, that sounds remarkably like another country I know.
Yes, it does here. Now, yeah. I want to insert a comment here, because when I was a kid, growing up in New England farming country, and I went to school, and we were given the social studies book. It was called Our American Heritage, and I remember it vividly because it had this painting of a Mississippi riverboat on the cover, and I thought that was so romantic because we'd all been reading Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, and the era of the riverboats was a romantic period, sort of. And, of course, later in my life, I actually got to live and work on a riverboat, but I digress. The point is, this book was filled with exactly the same kind of thing about how horrible the Russians were and how terrible, and they had all these over-the-top cartoons. And I believed all that nonsense. I really did. And it became part of me, and I carried it forward in life until I actually had an opportunity to meet some Russians. And they turned out to be just like us. It's just like Kennedy said, we all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future.
Yeah.
And was absolutely right. They're just like us. They just want to do what they do, take care of their families, and not be bothered. I got to meet some Russians when I was involved with the space program. When I was overworking in Europe, I got snowed in at the Frankfurt airport with an Aeroflot flight crew. And I got to be talking with them because the pilot's son wanted to be a cosmonaut. And I still had a bunch of old NASA pins on the outside of my little carry-on bag. And so I took them all off, and I gave them to him and said, this is for your kid. You know, I mean, big thrill. Pins from the other country's space program now. Yeah. And he was a dad. That was it. He wasn't evil. He wasn't going to rip my head off. He was a dad, and he was proud of his son. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
So and they're going to pour it on. The corporate media is going to be pouring on all of this utter nonsense about how bad and evil Russia is. And look what they did. They did the same thing with Iran. Ahmadinejad wants to wipe Israel off the map. That turned out to be a lie. Mm-hmm. And then they're doing it now with North Korea. What a horrible, horrible place it is.
Yep.
And we found all those videos made in North Korea about North Korean life. And, you know, it's not top of the heap, but the people there seem to be very happy and contented and getting along just fine. You need to understand, the corporate media's job is to lie to you, and unfortunately, that includes PBS.
Yes.
We'll be right back after these few words.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, you wanted to continue with this story.
Yes, I did, regarding the PBS demonization of Russia. And one of the claims they made was that Russian identity is based on projection of power. But wait a minute, doesn't that really better characterize the unhinged, surveilled state of America much more than it does Russia?
Of course it does. We had this story that came out on yesterday where the head of the CIA is now out there saying China's the bigger threat than Russia to the United States. And he came on out and said the threat is they're getting in the way of America's projecting power across the globe.
Exactly. And the U.S. currently has nearly 800 foreign military bases in over 70 countries. In contrast, Russia has military bases in only two countries beyond the former Soviet Union, Syria, and I'd like to get to that a little bit later, and Vietnam.
And, of course, China has just opened their first foreign military base as well. They've got a grand total of one.
Yes.
So it's just like the idea of Russian aggression. Look at who is doing all the attacking and drone striking. And regime changing, and you know who the aggressor is, and it's not Russia, and it's not China, and it's not Iran.
Yeah.
It's the United States.
And
we're the Fourth Reich. Get used to it.
You know, and also, the way that information was cherry-picked, Mike, ignored crucial information about events in the Ukraine, And Russian involvement in eastern Ukraine and Crimea are presented as examples of projection of power. But facts are completely, you know, this is fact-free. There is no mention whatsoever of the violent February 2014 coup in Kiev, nor the involvement of neoconservatives like John McCain and U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland in supporting and encouraging the overthrow of Ukraine's duly elected government. In fact, in a speech in December of 2013, Nuland outlined her intense involvement with the regime change in Ukraine, including U.S. insistence that Ukraine choose a European future, since the U.S. had invested $5 billion to assist in that regard. And days before the coup, Nuland was captured on audio planning the composition of the coup leadership. It also ignored Crimea's historic connections to Russia and the Ukrainian violence. And the documentary says, in 2014 in Crimea, Russian helped install separatist leaders who rushed through a referendum that led to Crimea's annexation. No, no, no. The Crimean people, knowing that there was no decent government left in Kiev, did a referendum where the people of Crimea were asked, do you want to stay with Ukraine or do you want to go with Russia? And 97% of the population voted, yeah, we want to go with Russia. They are Cyrillic-speaking people. It was a logical thing. And then they petitioned the Russian Federation to join. There was no annexation.
Well, again, the way the U.S. gets to that is they refuse to recognize the Crimean people's right to have a referendum, even though it's protected by the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So by default, it's an annexation. And that's kind of like a guest at a wedding refusing to recognize the bride's right to choose that particular groom.
Right.
Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride.
Yeah.
That's the same exact logic by which the U.S. is out there saying, Russia's annexed Crimea. And again, they're out there. It's the groupthink. These are all treated as articles of faith beyond the need for any actual proof.
Yeah.
Like Russia stole Crimea. Russia stole the election for Donald Trump. Vladimir Putin farts in elevators and all the rest of the other things they're saying.
Yeah. Speaking of Putin, while the world has been in convulsions elsewhere, Putin yesterday signed a Syrian base deal cementing Russia's presence there for half a century.
Yes.
You know, and I have to sit back and look at this and say, who won in Syria? Russia.
Well, the U.S. is still going to declare victory.
Yeah.
Once ISIS and Al-Qaeda are gone, the U.S. is going to say, oh, we were never in there to get Assad out.
Right.
We were never in there to put in a puppet government. We were really there to get the terrorists, and the terrorists are dead. Therefore, we are victorious, even as they scurry home with their tail between their legs.
Yeah. And the base apparently has
we
been...
We have to take a break.
Oh, okay.
There's
Thank
the
you.
Music.
All right.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, take it away.
Well, we have noticed problems with the Iraqi military. And those problems seem to have been gotten worse, and the one unit that seems to be doing the most of them, according to Human Rights Watch, is linking a specific Iraqi Army division, the 16th Division, of multiple war crimes. They read a lot like many others have: naked Iraqis handcuffed and escorted into an alley by Iraqi troops from the 16th Division before gunshots ring out. Mounds of bodies found, killed in similar summary execution, all supposed ISIS suspects. This isn't just piling on about what have been really well documented for Iraq, but this is because the U.S. trained and armed the 16th Division, and this has some very specific legal and moral implications, I think, for the U.S.
Well, the U.S. government is above the law, and they certainly don't have any morality.
Yeah, it would seem that any kind of Iraqi taking a suspect in would go by the rules, but apparently that's not happening in Iraq whatsoever.
Okay, we're going to take a phone call here. Very well timed, in fact. Kevin in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Kevin?
You know, Mike, you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you now.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe your audience has a mental problem, because whenever you discuss, you know, Jewish issues going on in the USA, and then you say that America is the Third Reich, you know, your listeners have to be just total mental cases to accept that. Comparing America to the Third Reich after knowing everything is controlled by Jews. I know you don't like to say Jews. You want to say something like Zionists or something like this or that.
Or Israel. Oh. Well, Kevin, let me explain why I'm using that parallel.
I didn't say okay. Israel. You know, you have to read the Bible and know what Israel is. So let's just leave that one alone.
Well,
I know you haven't done that because you don't believe there is an Israel.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin. Okay. Now, let me clarify my comment when I say we're the Fourth Reich. We've been starting wars, or rather the U.S. government has been starting wars on the basis of lies and frauds. Think the Gliwice incident. We have a government that is constantly propagandizing the American people, much as the way Goebbels did to the German people. We have the FBI, CIA, NSA spying on Americans constantly to keep us in our place, just like the Gestapo did to the people of Germany. Both the Nazi Germany and the U.S. government have been using torture. So, except for the fact that the Nazis had snazzier-looking uniforms, I'd say there's a lot of parallels there. By the way, Hitler did hire a fashion designer for those uniforms.
Really?
Those were designed by one of Germany's leading fashion designers of the day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's...
The next thing I want to talk about is Iran and the kind of mixed signals that we're getting from the White House. Apparently yesterday, National Security Council member and top Trump advisor on Iran, Derek Harvey, has been fired, effective immediately. Apparently this guy was very hawkish on Iran, and his firing comes amid major cabinet disagreements on Iran policy. And...
You need to back up there because back up a little.
Oh, okay.
I think this is an important part right here.
Ah, okay. Harvey was said to be among the proponents for unilaterally withdrawing the U.S. from the P5+1 nuclear deal, a position which ultimately lost out in recent weeks, as Secretary of State and Defense Tillerson and Mattis managed to convince Trump to take a more measured approach.
Yeah, that was really close. At one point, they were saying Trump was going to pull out of the deal, just pull the plug, and then he finally went along and recertified, then turns around and dumps all those sanctions all over. If I read this correctly, okay, Trump is beginning to realize that all the people pushing for war around him are his immediate enemies. And again, we know for a fact the head of the CIA lied to Donald Trump when he said there was no question Assad gassed his own people at Idlib. So maybe Trump is finally waking up to the reality here. We're going to take another phone call. Mary in Connecticut, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You were discussing Russia before.
Yes.
I just wanted to say, my mother was Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents came over like in the late 1800s, but she didn't speak any English when she first went to school. But anyhow, they spoke Ukrainian, and... basically, my aunt told me before she died that they were really Ruthenian or Ruskies. And there's a difference. The Russians called themselves that later, but that was, there was an old, over a thousand, about in the 800s, there was a empire of Rus. And they did all these dances. I guess you're familiar with that, the dances.
Yeah, they were Vikings.
Yeah, it was started with a Viking, and they did the dances, and they made those onion-type buildings and stuff. In fact, the Russians, but they kind of got absorbed later in the Ukraine, so a lot of them call themselves Ukrainian, but they're mixed up with the, with a lot of them are the Ruskies, or Ruthenians, but also I wanted to say that the Russians were the only country that helped us out during the revolution.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah, and the Civil
you
War.
Knew that, right?
And the Civil War.
Yeah. And they actually, let us sail to their ports, traded, sent us supplies. So they really have always been a pretty fair and good country, I think, except when they got invaded by the Zionists who took over and made communism. But anyhow, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you for the information, and have a good weekend. We're going to let you go. Claire, take it away.
Well, this thing about this firing, mixed messages are really coming down because President Trump apparently is still looking for ways for the U.S. to unilaterally withdraw from the P5+1 deal, even with Harvey gone. And while they were forced to admit that Iran is complying with the deal, but they made it very clear that they are very unhappy about doing so and making a series of nonspecific threats about punishing Iran. What for? I mean, this is ridiculous. And so this starts the clock again on another 90-day deadline to certify Iranian compliance. And President Trump has made clear to his aides, as well as other signatories of the deal, his goal is to abandon the deal outright at that time. So what aides have been now explicitly ordered to come up with some plausible rationale for the U.S. to unilaterally withdraw. Now, Mike, I've got to say something about former President Obama. There were many areas in which I was highly critical of him, but the Iran P5+1 deal was not. I think it was a very well-crafted pact, and the Iranians are definitely keeping their part of the bargain.
Yeah, and the United States is not. Mm-hmm. The United States has yet to unfreeze all of Iran's assets inside the American banking system,
right,
and to lift all the sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
If Trump just pulls out of the agreement, it's going to be like when the U.S. pulled out of the Ballistic Missile Defense Treaty,
mm-hmm,
or like how the U.S. has ignored the provisions of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. It's just another signal to the rest of the world that you cannot trust the United States government, no matter what promises they make or treaties they sign.
Yeah. Let's bop on over now to Israel. Netanyahu is seeking U.S. support for expelling Arab villages. Now, this idea of a land swap has often been discussed in Israel as a way not only to keep the settlements built in occupied territory, but as a way to get rid of some of their pesky ethnic and religious minorities. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is floating a specific proposal to do just that. Wadi Arah. Israeli Arabs, for now under the proposal, which Netanyahu is said to have forwarded to the White House seeking a U.S. imprimatur, the Israeli government would formally annex the Gush Etzion block of settlements in the West Bank and in return would give the Palestinians a series of villages in Wadi Arah.
Well, you know that problem that we have where the world knows that you can't trust anything, any promises made by the U.S. government?
Yep.
Have the same problem with the Israeli government. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about grabbing all the land, and the Palestinians won't get those villages.
Yeah,
it just hasn't happened. Israel not only does not keep its promises toward the Palestinians,
mm-hmm,
they feel that because the Palestinians are Palestinians, that keeping promises is not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you cover this next article?
Let's see. I didn't get this one exactly,
okay.
No.
Apparently, Israel has tear-gassed worshippers at Al-Aqsa Mosque, and 113, and that number is going to rise, have been injured. And they expanded their easing of the security and removed surveillance cameras just days after taking out metal detectors. Now, this saw a return of celebrating Palestinian worshippers to the mosque, which is one of the holiest in Islam. And the Israeli police, for no specific reason, started attacking the crowds of worshippers by immediately throwing stun guns into the crowds, releasing tear gas, and confiscating any Palestinian flags people had on them.
Which is weird, because technically they're on Palestinian territory.
Yeah, yeah. And they also cut power to the Qibli Mosque, a building on the Al-Aqsa site, to try to force Palestinians to flee the area. Mike, they're provoking and provoking and provoking.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
With Syria winding down,
yeah.
Netanyahu needs something else to make the Israeli people feel afraid so they're not paying attention to his trial for corruption.
Right. Yeah, it's really nasty out there. And this came, the following article came from antiwar.com. President Trump, the only American first Afghan policy is to get out of Afghanistan. Now, there are a couple of people who have written on the issues of Iraq and Afghanistan. That would be Dave Petraeus and Michael O'Hanlon. And O'Hanlon has apparently co-authored a piece in the Wall Street Journal with former CIA director and four-star general David Petraeus that takes aim at most of the opposing views of continuing the war and argues that the U.S. must consider Afghanistan the center of a generation-long fight against extremism with no definition of victory. What in the world are these people thinking?
Well, remember, Afghanistan was about an oil pipeline right-of-way
at
bargain basement prices and access to the opium poppies for the American drug lords.
Yeah.
And we have got photos of the coalition troops, some of them with the U.S. flag up here on the shoulder, guarding and protecting the opium poppy fields and loading the raw sacks, the sacks of raw opium onto the trucks.
Yeah.
And when we were in Vietnam, same thing. Air America was bringing down opium from Kunsa's plantations in Burma, was processed into heroin in labs in Vietnam and shipped, smuggled back into the United States inside the body bags of our Vietnamese dead.
Yeah.
And the CIA has been up to its neck in drug running for pretty much almost all of its career.
Yep.
And if you think very carefully about the very close ties between the CIA and the Skull and Bones fraternity, and then realize the Skull and Bones fraternity itself was initially funded with opium money, granted it was legal at that time.
Yeah.
And you will see that, again, these are the roots of the narcocracy.
Yeah. The most intelligent thing the U.S. and NATO leadership could possibly do, in my perspective, Mike, is to have their troops exit as quickly, as safely possible, then negotiate with whatever government is left standing in Kabul for the pipeline and the mineral rights. And as you mentioned, it was President Bush who made the decision to go to war against Afghanistan when he didn't get the price he wanted from the Taliban for the pipelines. Now let's bop over to North Korea. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned the same committee that North Korea's behavior posed an increasing threat to the U.S. and our allies. And they're starting to develop long-range missiles specifically intended to threaten the security of the homeland and our allies in the Pacific.
Now, they fired another test missile today.
Yeah.
But the reason to have those missiles, and it's the reason that our government justifies ICBMs, is to deter an invasion.
They're defensive. Hello.
Ultimately, yes.
Yeah.
They're defensive. With the nobody just hauls off and drops nuclear weapons on other countries, the only exception being the United States.
Yeah.
The entire reason to have those weapons is to discourage other countries from coming on in and trying to plunder your nation.
Yeah.
It is a weapon of deterrence, and you don't throw away that deterrent for no valid reason. Even if Saddam had had nuclear weapons, he never would have used them unless really provoked. Same thing applies to Iran, and the same thing applies to North Korea.
Yeah.
What the United States wants is a world that is disarmed of serious deterrent weapons in order to pick off country after country after country after country after country.
Right. And in a very disturbing development, the American people appear to have been listening to what this gentleman is saying and all the other people talking about North Korea. A recent CNN poll found that 37% of Americans believe that the DPRK poses an immediate military threat to the United States, and 67% of them favor sending U.S. troops to defend South Korea.
That's assuming that you can trust CNN to conduct an accurate poll.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you think CNN is being accurate in the polls, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you.
Yeah, yeah. But the problem is that Kim regime has seen the United States intervene militarily all around the globe. They have used armed forces to promote regime change in Grenada, Panama, Haiti, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. And this government is not going to be so foolish as to trade its ability to deter for a potential invasion. You know,
Libya made that mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Libya made the mistake. Every one of these countries, and in the long run, Iran may have made a mistake as well. But that's what the U.S. is really after, to disarm all these other countries so they can't resist when they're being invaded. It's why the gun grabbers want to take away your Second Amendment rights so the criminals can just walk into your home and help themselves to your wealth, or the government can come on in and shoot you when they feel that you know too many dark secrets about the Clintons.
Yeah. And if there was ever a case of a paranoid state having a real enemy, it is North Korea.
And, okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program on this Pow Hunter Friday. And Claire, what have you got to fill these last few minutes?
Well, unfortunately, there has been a development in response to North Korea's missile launch. Apparently, there are going to be additional THAAD missile launchers to be deployed at deployed at a U.S. base in South Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has announced that a new set of missile interception launch platforms will be deployed at a U.S. military base in South Korea, according to a public news outlet, Yonhap. Two of the six have been rolled out, and it looks like the additional four are going to happen. And what President Moon of South Korea has done is he has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council after the test, which appeared to be a medium-range intercontinental ballistic missile today. And he's called for stronger sanctions. So I don't know, Mike, but I'm concerned because China is also making noises to stop the deployment of the THAAD system because it feels that its own defensive capabilities are being impinged by this.
Or its own deterrent capabilities,
yes,
are being threatened.
Yeah.
Russia's saying exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that they're putting these THAADs all over, is every country that has a nuclear deterrent is now feeling that they are under threat by U.S. invasion.
Right, right. And now, finally, I'd like to go to an area of the world that's rapidly devolving into another hotspot. India and Pakistan conflict threatens the world with nuclear catastrophe. And tensions are growing over the disputed territory of Jammu and Kashmir. 11 people have been killed this month, another 18 injured amid violations of the ceasefire along the line of control, which is the border between Pakistan and India. RIA Novosti contributor Ilya Plekhanov warns that the conflict risks turning into a threat to global stability.
Not that we have a lot of stability left.
Yeah, and apparently the Indian defense minister accused Pakistani forces of targeting civilians in artillery attacks. Meanwhile, following ceasefire violations on 21 July, Pakistan blamed India for violating ceasefire norms and summoned the Indian Deputy High Commissioner to discuss the issue. And apparently the Indian ex-minister of Information and Broadcasting, Venkaiah Naidu, recently nominated as the National Democratic Alliance Party's candidate for vice president, said on Sunday that Pakistan should remember its loss in the 1971 India-Pakistan War, after which Bangladesh broke with Islamabad and maintained its independence. Now, this is even getting hotter, because former Indian defense minister and opposition Samajwadi Party chairman Mulayam Singh Yadav claimed that China was preparing to attack India and was looking to use the Pakistani nuclear arsenal against Delhi. Hello.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No,
China's
it doesn't.
Got its own nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And again, just too many people out there looking at their own situations and acting like a new war is their best option. Okay, there's the music. Time for us to get on out of here. Pow Hunter Friday. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. And remember, everything that you learn here and at the website, you share it with everybody that you know. And have a good weekend. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.